Chapter 32 Lightning Fields. Kagoshi was dead. The last burst had punched straight through his plastron and taken most of his upper torso with it. "Brother," Leodrak snarled, firing back through the darkness and accumulated gun smoke. "Velkan lives!" he shouted, trying to be heard above the roar of automatic weapons. The remnants of his company were pinned. Blistering fire exploded overhead, showering the hunkered warriors with sparks and shrapnel from their slowly disintegrated cover. A sub-entrance had got them this far, past the first patrols and through the outer gate. The spaceport was based on three concentric rings, each one diminishing towards the center where the main landing apron resided. All the ships from the outskirts of the facility had been scuppered, leaving only those in the core. Unfortunately, this area had proven to be the most heavily guarded, and the sub-entrance a lure to draw the shattered company inwards. A few hundred meters away, and three shuttles, as well as the word-bearer's own vessels, stood ready for takeoff. Despite his defiance, Leodrak knew they would never reach them. According to his retinal display, only six legionaries were still standing. The rest were down or dead. Firing off a snapshot, he bellowed into the vox.
"Ikrat, move your men up! The rest of you, covering fire!"
Three salamanders advanced, inching along a corridor section overlooked by gantries that led onto the landing apron. Gaon went down before he reached the next scrap of cover, a buttressed alcove with scarcely enough room for Ikrad and Bitaro. Even with auto-sensors, it was hard to tell how many they were facing. Between bursts, Leodrak tried to count the power-armored silhouettes jamming up the end of the corridor, but every time he did, more were added to the horde. The word-bearers were holding and showed no signs of allowing the salamanders to break through. Leodrak emerged from cover for a second look. A shell whined near his head, the sound of it glancing off his helmet, amplified by his auto-sensors. Warning sigils cascaded across his failing retinal display. A close call, but his head was still attached. For now. Ikrad's voice crackled over the vox.
"I can't see the cleric." "I can't see much of anything," snapped Hervak. "It doesn't matter," Leodrak replied. "Keep their attention focused on us. Hold them here."
"That may prove problematic, brother," said Kronor, gesturing behind them to where a second force of word-bearers could be heard moving into position. Beneath his faceplate, Leodrak smiled. His ammo count was low. He suspected his brothers were the same. Bolter fire was raining in from the end of the corridor now, accented by the occasional flash of a volkite. It chipped at the iron buttresses and the columns where the salamanders were taking cover. Soon it would stitch them from either side, and that would be an end to it. Muttering an oath for Skatarvar, Leodrak addressed what was left of his men.
"How do salamanders meet their enemies?" he asked. "Eye to eye," came the response in unison. "And tooth to tooth," Leodrak concluded, drawing his blade. He roared and rose up. The others shouted after him, determined to die with their weapons in their hands and their wounds to the front. It was a glorious but short-lived charge.
"Velkan lives!"
Jags of lightning were dancing hard and fast across the desert. Buried under Numion's drake cloak, Grammaticus eyed them warily.
"You'll kill us all out here," he said, voice muffled through his rebreather.
It was the one from the dig site, the only part of his original equipment he still carried, if not the persona they had formerly belonged to. As well as the lightning, which cracked the sky in a circulatory system of veins and arcing tributaries, ash storms raked the wastelands. The grit and mineral flecks were as abrasive as glass, and deadly when whipped up close to hurricane speeds. No barrier to an armored legionary, they could prove fatal to a mortal.
Hryak warded off the worst of it with a psychic kind shield he had thrown up and was taking painstaking effort to maintain in front of them. It was taxing the librarian, and he hadn't spoken since the three of them had entered the lightning fields.
"Out here is what's keeping us alive, John Grammaticus," Numion replied.
Like Hryak, his armor was taking a battering out in the storm. Already much of its green paintwork had been abraded by the gritty ash winds. Since planetfall, the storms had worsened. The shattered company's initial march to the city proper was much less treacherous. There was but one small mercy. They had, as yet, avoided the lightning. A bolt struck nearby, throwing up a gout of crystallized sand.
"All evidence to the contrary," said Grammaticus, seeing the dark scar left in the wake of the lightning. "I think I would have preferred to be with our comrades at the spaceport."
"No, you wouldn't," said Numion darkly,
and that was an end to it.
"The ship isn't far, and besides,"
he added, glancing away to the dunes rising far off on their right,
"we aren't unprotected."